let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, you'll learn why polar bears are one of the world's most endangered species and what we can do to protect the environment and the polar bears and other animals who live in it. And E.J. Ahmed's important book, Polar Bears and Endangered Species. Beautifully illustrated, maps, direct and easy to read. E.J. lives in Sacramento with his wife and children. He works in the computer lab at Folsom Lake College. This is his first book. E.J. Ahmed, author of Polar Bear and Endangered Species, our guest on today's This Week in America. E.J., welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
So much to talk about. A fascinating book. It really brings home a very important problem, a problem that if we all work together, maybe we can have some success in reversing. Let's talk about in the background for the book. When did you first become interested in polar bears? It seems like a love affair that's been going on for quite some time.
Yes, for about the past 5 years, I've been studying about the polar bear and its habitat and how global warming is affecting the polar bear's environment. So I studied all the different areas that the polar bear is in and how the environment is affecting the bear. So I wrote down all the things that I could find on my research and compiled it into a book. I also added some pictures related to the polar bear, and I talked about the polar bear size and habitat and in the environment it's in. And the reason it's having a hard time is that the ice is melting. And because the ice is melting, the polar bear cannot sit and hunt because it's like to go up in the winter and sit on the ice. And the polar bear does not hibernate like other bears in the winter. So it has to actually continuously search for food even in the wintertime. And because it's becoming hard for it to find food in the winter because of the melting ice, it's the survival of the species is stake over here. So
yeah, and all of that is in this. Yes, and you've got pictures, you've got maps, a great explanation of the polar bear and the problems faced. It's the book is called Polar Bear and Endangered Species. E.J. Ahmed is our guest on the program. His website is authorejazahmed.com. That's ejazahmed.com. The book is available at bookventure.com as well in their bookstore. You can link on directly to EJS's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Link on, get information there. Good information on the website, information on buying the book as well. Let's talk about some of the regions of the world where we find the polar bear. Where exactly will we find the polar bears?
Polar bear is basically in the north. It's in the Arctic Sea area and also covers areas of Newfoundland and around the sea.
Yes, and all that we can see on the map in the book, Polar Bears yeah. and Endangered Species. It goes by different names too, doesn't it? In some areas it's called sea bear, so it's a little bit different in depending on the country.
Yeah, yeah. It's in the Beaufort Sea, the Chukchi Sea, Barents Sea, Kara Sea, Svalbard, Baffin Bay, Hudson Bay, and James Bay. Those are also popular areas for the polar bear gatherings and hunting grounds.
Yeah, and because of that, these countries have a special interest in the survival protection of the polar bear. Let's talk about how we can protect, because the polar bear is what's still hunted for in commercial trade purposes for body parts, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah. It's a big problem in the northern areas where commercial fleets go in and hunt the polar bear.
Now, is that legal?
I'm not sure whether it's completely legal or illegal, but I think they still do it regardless. So.
Yeah, I guess that hasn't stopped anybody from doing it. The fact that I'm just thinking if it's illegal, maybe there's something that can be done to attempt to enforce that. So we've got the hunters on one hand. We've got the climate change on the other. Talk about that, and it doesn't appear it's getting any better, does it?
Right now, the Trump administration is actually trying to weaken the laws in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge area in Alaska. And they want to make it easier for the oil companies to drill in that area. And if they start drilling in, they might have oil spills and other things which will further endanger the species.
The book is Polar Bear and Endangered Species, and there are others. What are some of the other species that you're concerned about that possibly we may not have them around much longer?
The walrus and the whales that are there, they can be affected too because of the whales that are in the Arctic Sea area. When you have an oil spill or anything like that, and the birds, the seagulls, and the sea lions, and the seals, they are all affected by this.
The book is Polar Bear and Endangered Species. Ejaz Ahmed is the author and our guest in the program. His website is author Ejaz, E-J-A-Z, Ahmed, AHMED.com. Book also available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. You can link on directly to those sources by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The Arctic is warming rapidly. In fact, I think twice as rapidly as the global average. Talk about the impact on that, because it doesn't appear we've got a whole lot of time to try to do something to rectify that.
Yeah, we don't have too much time. What we can do is try to minimize the emission of greenhouse gases. If we can go more towards energy efficiency, vehicles, because vehicular traffic is a big problem in the smog problem.
So when
that's
they,
causing the problem with us. Yeah.
Yes, and again, it doesn't seem to be reversing itself. If anything, it's accelerating. When they have less ice, talk about the impact of that, because what they have less room to sit, to hunt for their normal day-to-day activity.
Yes, that is the thing, is that they have to swim for miles and miles before they can actually find a resting ice place. And when they get a little bit of ice to sit on, that's where they can rest. But in the meantime, if they don't have any food, they're going to just get exhausted and lose the ability to even hunt.
Are we making any progress? We've talked about the fact that people are allowing drilling in other areas, and we don't seem to be that, the government's at least not that attuned to it. Are we? Do you see any hopeful signs out there that we are at least positioning ourselves to make some progress?
Yeah, my book is an attempt to make people aware of the problem. So that is one way going forward, is to make people more aware of what's happening, and that hopefully will bring about a change in the attitude towards the environment.
And as you read the book, Polar Bear and Endangered Species, you get a whole new perspective on the polar bear and why it's such a magnificent animal. Talk about size, first of all, because I really didn't understand this. Remember it, the largest bears in the world.
Yes, polar bear is a sea bear, and it is the largest bear in the world. They weigh more than any other bear in the world, and it's a magnificent creature, because you know, it looks white, but its skin is not white. It's actually black with a white fur. So yeah, it's really a nice bear to look at. They're wonderful, cuddly creatures to look at, but they can be dangerous. You know, you don't go about you know, trying to reach out to them and expect them to, you know, be friendly towards you. They're not friendly. They will eat humans. If they're hungry, they will eat a human. No problem.
Talk about the reproduction of polar bears. How is that progressing? And the population of polar bears now, I mean, that's obviously the future. What's that look like?
Population of polar bears is about 20 to 25,000. And the females, they usually nurture the cubs for about 30 months or so. And most of the bears are born in like pairs. And they're deaf and blind, for, you know, when they're born, weigh about 16 to 24 ounces. Yes, and pregnant females can survive for up to 8 months without food. That is amazing. How can they do that?
Boy, it really is.
Yeah.
Statistics like
but,
that.
They usually have a weight of.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. The females, you know, they can reach a weight of 1,000 pounds. Normally, they have a weight of 600 pounds on average when they're not pregnant. But during pregnancy, they can weigh up to 1,000 pounds. And they have a gestational period of about 8 months.
That information and much more in the book. It's a straightforward book. It's really easy to read. Polar Bear and Endangered Species. Ejaz Ahmed is our guest on the program, the author. His website is authorejazahmed.com. I'll break that down and spell it for you a couple minutes later in the program. Let's talk a little bit about their ability to adapt to the changing ecosystem. How readily can they adapt?
They're trying in different ways. The polar bear can be cannibalistic, if it's very hungry. If it will eat a dead male polar bear or something, you know, when they can. So that is one of the things.
What kind of response are you getting to the book? And the book is very well researched, as you mentioned, gathering the information so we have an appreciation for the polar bear and an appreciation for the sad state of affairs, what they're going through. What kind of response have you gotten so far?
And the response is a little mild, but I'm getting some orders, but not very many. So hopefully I expect more people to look into it and buy it.
Yeah, it's an important message. And the book, again, has all the information you need in there, starting with a map and going through the habitat, the feeding habits, reproduction, all of that we've talked about on the program today. Talk a little bit about the ecosystem that they need, that the other animals that you mentioned need. It's really fragile. Is it reversible? Are the problems we're causing reversible, do you think?
It can be reversible if the humans take an active interest in protecting the environment. So that is one of the things that the U.S. and Canadian governments especially have to look out and promote. So at least on our part, we can, try to minimize the damage that has been caused.
That was one of the things. We got a couple minutes left in the program that I wanted to mention is what can we do when the government seems to be going in a different direction than we think it should when we're talking about wildlife, the environment, ecology, that type of thing. What can we do? If somebody's listening and thinking that's terrible, I hate to see this happen. How can we get involved? Can we write people? Can we talk to people? What's the best way to maybe reverse this?
We can take a more active role in promoting our environmental consciousness by doing our part, a little part, by consuming less water, saving the water from getting damaged, doing our part in, say, carpooling and do other things which are actively involved in promoting a more cleaner environment. Don't dump our garbage waste into the oceans, stuff like that. And there are other societies like the Greenpeace Society and other societies that are out there trying to promote a more environmental friendly, stance. So, and we have to write to our congressmen and legislatures so that they are able to provide legislation to help promote the preservation of the polar bear and the environment in there. So.
A couple minutes left here. I just got to ask, after all that we've talked and sort of the very realistic look at the problems that the polar bear and endangered species has ahead, are you optimistic at all?
Optimism is always there, but hopefully in the future we can have better technologies to cope with the changing environment and what we can do to maybe help promote it. But right now, the technologies are not there to make changes to the environment which will support the polar bear.
The book is Polar Bear and Endangered Species. The author is Ejaz Ahmed. His website is authorejazahmed.com. That's EJAZAHMED.com. Book available also at bookventure.com. You'll find it at Amazon. You can link on directly to Ejaz's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's an easy read. It'd be great for the family, great for the kids to have a chance to learn about what's happening to the polar bear, and you'll have a new admiration for the polar bear when you get done studying it. And the book is very straightforward, again, easy to read, got pictures, got maps. Everything is very self-explanatory as you're reading the book, Polar Bear and Endangered Species. Ejaz, a pleasure to have you on the program. I hope that your work continues, getting the message out there. Thank you for sharing it with us on the program today.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Once again, the book, Polar Bear and Endangered Species. Ejaz Ahmed, our guest on the program, his website, author, ejazahmed.com. You can link on directly to his website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.